Hi, I'm media darling Tim Henson. Saturday, August 1st, 2009, is National Sucker Punch a Baby Day. Join me, won't you, in celebrating by popping an infant in the face. Started in 1979, National Sucker Punch a Baby Day was created to inform people of how useless babies really are. They can't walk, they can't make coffee, and they can't defend themselves from human fists. In fact, the only thing babies can really do well is cry. It's time we toughen up these future adults and prepare them for the cold realities of the world they will inhabit. So go ahead, take a cheap shot at a baby. Every broken nose is a promise of a future with fewer pussies in it. And it's fun to do. National Sucker Punch a Baby Day. With your help, it's sure to be a hit. Freaks, it's Wednesday, July 8th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, gurgle, 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 the sweet sound of infants drowning, plus a cheese ball murder and beefy vaginas. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, you are checking out Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson, back for the Wednesday edition of the program, or Hump Day. Ooh, that's right. Hump Day. You just sit back, baby. I want you to relax. Let me do all the work. I'm gonna make you feel so good. I've been thinking about you all day, and I gotta tell you, a lot of those thoughts turn dirty. The flick of a nipple, tug on your stockings, me drizzling hot chocolate down your hairy back, monkeys eating coconuts, lavender. Oh, baby, I'm gonna give you all sorts of orgasms. Some with my fingers, some with my mouth, and a few with what several doctors claim should be my penis. There's a split down the middle of it. One half looks like a wilting leaf, the other looks like a folded over piece of bologna. Fried bologna. By the time I'm done with you, you are gonna feel like a woman, and I am gonna feel like a woman. Alright, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yes, this is Distorted View. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is a very exciting episode of the show, as I am giving away a Chumby. This was like the easiest contest ever to participate in, and if you didn't, then you're fucktarded. You just are. I'm sorry. For the past month or so, I've been asking you guys to check out my YouTube videos, comment them, rate them, and of course, subscribe to my channel. And a bunch of you guys did. Thank you very much for that. Now, look, I want you guys to continue to rate and comment on my videos. Just because this contest ends doesn't mean, you know, you can stop watching my videos. I command you to watch them. There will be some new ones this week, as a matter of fact. Last week I kind of took off because it was the 4th of July and everything. And I'm still going to be giving away stuff, just not expensive stuff like the Chumby. For instance, I think in the coming weeks I'm going to be giving away Distorted View t-shirts to random commenters. I found, you know, a company that is going to be printing our stuff. Now I just sort of have to design it. And I think I'm actually going to ask for some help. There's someone who is a great designer. I can't remember who it is now. I'll have to look at my email. He does like a lot of great drawings and stuff, and so I think I'm going to try to get him to help me out with the t-shirt designs. But it really doesn't take that long to print them, so I'll let you know when that's all set up. But anyways, that's in the future. Right now, though, I'm giving away this Chumby. It's a cool wireless internet device where you can install all sorts of different apps to do various things. The winner of the Chumby is... Can I get a little contest winner announcement music, please?
I love you to love me.
No, that is not...
I'm begging you to beg me.
Anything near what I wanted.
I want you to want
me. Singing Cheap Trick when I lost my voice.
I love you to love me.
I shot on my own shoes. Been out of bad New Jersey.
I sound much better now. All right, screw the music. The winner of the Chumby is Judge Monkey. It rhymes with Chumby. That's why I picked him. Tay in the way. Chicka, 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 pay. I don't know what the hell's happening on today's show. It's going to be a real stupid one. You came on a good night. No, I just happened to read a bunch of his comments, saw he subscribed. So, Judge Monkey, you are the winner. Now, here's the deal. I know I'll get like 5 or 6 emails from people saying, hey, I'm Judge Monkey on YouTube. Send me the chumby. So, Judge Monkey, what you have to do is send me a message on YouTube, all right? Either with your physical address, or you can say, hey, I'm Judge Monkey, here's my email address, and then email me your physical address or something, and I will get that out ASAP. I already have it boxed up. I don't know what the deal is. Every night around this time, I start getting hiccups, and then I have to stop doing the show for like a half hour. Might have just been an isolated hiccup. So yes, Judge Monkey, congratulations. Just email me where I should send the chumby to, and I will get that out to you right quick. Just ask the poor guy who won the Xbox. That is still in my room. Actually, the chumby box is on top of the Xbox box. You won that like 4 months ago, or 5 months ago or something. I'm so sorry. I will get that out to you, I promise. You know those Tim Henson promises. Ting! All right, now that we got that all straightened out, before we get into the news, I do have some audio for you, of course. This is from a fart fetish porn where a guy is licking a girl's ass and she's producing beautiful, beautiful music.
Come lick my asshole. I'm gonna fart for you, too.
Okay, sounds good. She's loving it.
Can you feel my butt pucker out with your tongue?
Yeah.
No.
Lick that ass clean.
I think she's squeezing a little too hard.
Lick it. Lick that fart.
Lick that fucking crane.
Lick it. Lick it.
She's producing a lot of farts. That's my favorite one so far.
Lick it! Lick it! It is so gross. Lick that asshole fart.
Lick that asshole fart off my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this just goes on and on.
Lick that stinky fart. Ha ha! Get in there and get that. Oh yeah, that's for you.
It's kind of like she's speaking to a dog. It's kind of like you're dangling a toy in front of it. You're like, come on, get it. Get it, boy. Get that fart. Get that juicy ass fart from my ass.
Get in there and get that. Oh yeah, that's for you.
Alright, there's just a few more seconds here. Jesus Christ. That's like a hose that's out of control and just like flailing about. The spray is just going everywhere.
Lick that shit clean.
There might be a little shit around there spraying out.
Yeah. Oh, good slick boy.
All right, there you go. A little fart porn for your Wednesday, your hump day. Now, the next couple clips, I gotta give credit to Everything is Terrible, and they've just put out a DVD, and I wanted to give away a couple, but unfortunately, they're all sold out. I thought that would make a good prize to, you know, people that leave comments on my YouTube thing or whatever, but maybe we'll do that when they get more videos in. Now, this one that I've got for you today is so stupid. It's a training video for a very specific job task.
Welcome to Volume 4 of the Qualitex Balloon Network Curriculum Series.
Balloon Curriculum. Keep in mind, this is Volume 4, because they couldn't fit everything that needed to be said about balloons in a 90-minute video.
Let's review some interesting facts about balloons and gas.
Oh, we're just now getting to the interesting facts of balloons. I can imagine how boring the first 3 videos were.
Let's review some interesting facts about balloons and gas. In the event of stray balloons, some kind of safety net across the cab section is critical.
Apparently, this is a video for balloon delivery people. Maybe you're going to send a bouquet of balloons to your mom who's celebrating her, you know, 70th birthday or something. And, yeah, it's not just blowing up balloons and handing it to someone. There's a whole procedure involved.
In the event of stray balloons, some kind of safety net across the cab section is critical.
But you didn't think about stray balloons. That's lost money.
You will go out with this bouquet of balloons, and you'll be dressed in a certain way, and you are representing the company, Beautiful Balloons. So what you need to do is develop a persona. This isn't just, I'm Jamie Smith. It's, I'm Jamie, with Beautiful Balloons.
Hey, here's your fucking balloons. I hate my life.
And you are totally at one with the company. In fact, these people that see you and hear you, when they think of you, they think company.
Happy birthday.
Well, all right.
Wow, you're a slut delivering balloons. That's fantastic. For an extra 20, you'll give the recipient a hand job.
Happy birthday.
Well, all right. Jamie.
Happy birthday!
Oh, that was cheerful, wasn't it, Mike?
Oh, yeah!
Try another one. Oh. Happy birthday! Okay. Dropping your guard. That's what this is about. While yours.
Well, that last one was a guy.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
If someone came to my doorstep talking like that,
happy birthday!
Shove all those balloons down his fucking throat.
While your staff practices these scripts with silly voices, they're also practicing different personas and developing their own delivery styles. You, as yourself, can just be invisible, so that the persona we see through you is the beautiful.
How about you just hand over the balloons and get in your stupid dorky balloon truck and leave?
Is the beautiful balloons persona. Score each person and evaluate each presentation on the following points.
Oh, okay.
The quality of their smile.
This is how I smile. It's just an audible representation.
The quality of their smile. Introducing themselves first.
Hey, fuckstick. One of your loser friends thought it would be a good idea to send you some balloons instead of giving you a real present.
Introducing themselves first.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Tim. Hey, fuckstick.
Making the recipient feel special. Singing happy birthday. Plugging the company name or giving out literature. Restating the birthday wish or other announcement. Bowing or curtsying.
Bowing? Curtsying? Really?
Exiting with a smile. And controlling the event throughout.
Ugh.
Following these strategies will keep you on the cutting edge of balloon deliveries.
I'm Cynthia. The cutting edge of balloon deliveries. And think about it. This video was probably produced in the 80s. There's been so many more balloon delivery advancements. It boggles the mind.
I'm Cynthia Heyer, and we'll see you next time on the Qualitex Balloon Network.
What? We'll see. First of all, we'll see you next time? There's more? There's a whole network? What the hell is going on? I mean, let's keep everything in perspective here. You're delivering balloons. This isn't operating a NASA space shuttle, for Christ's sakes. All right, and I do have one more clip from Everything is Terrible. Again, everythingisterrible.com. You should all check it out. This is from a teenage safe sex video that I guess was shown in classrooms. Again, the video is a bit dated. It features Ted Danson from Cheers. I'm guessing this video had to have been from the 80s because that's kind of the last time Ted Danson was relevant. And he's reading off some common lines guys use on women to get them to have sex.
Now here are some soft and romantic lines. I feel like a traitor doing this. Ah, good. I need you.
Ooh, that works.
I really missed you. Did you girls know that a guy cannot go for more than 2 days without having sex?
That would probably explain why I have the shakes.
Hey, you're not just another face to me. I really love you. Sex is like any other exercise. It takes practice. I promise you won't get pregnant.
And if you do, I'll call you a whore and punch you in the stomach until you shit out that cunt turd. See, baby, there's nothing we can't handle.
Honest, I'll pull out in time.
Don't fall for that one, ladies. I did. It's just messy. You gotta squeeze out all those jelly babies into the toilet.
I promise I won't hurt you. I'll still respect you tomorrow.
That is a universal lie. The second you have sex with a guy, he doesn't respect you anymore.
I'll still...
How could she have had sex with me? She doesn't love herself.
I'll still respect you tomorrow. Now, admittedly, it takes a certain amount of skill to see through these lines, but it's pretty obvious, I think, that the one thing the guy wants is sex.
Well, he could want sex or just a bologna sandwich. I like my bologna with some yowness and parmesan cheese. All right, I do have one more clip for you. It's a short one, but an old lady is on a dirt bike. This can't end well. And she doesn't understand how to use it, so there's a couple other old ladies trying to show her how to operate the bike. The bike takes off with her on it, and she smashes into another older lady.
Too fast.
And she's revving it a little too fast.
No.
And she's taken off. You can hear her crashing into something. That's the sound of grandma's bones crunching.
Damn it. I'm sorry.
You okay?
Oh, okay. Don't worry.
You all right,
Mom? Oh, crap.
I'm sorry.
Video.
Are you guys okay?
I am okay.
Oh, crap. Grandma's okay.
I'm fine.
All right.
Shirley, don't be...
Everybody's
crazy.
Okay. We're okay.
Everything's good.
Oh, it's
okay.
No, don't broken
it. Shirley's crying. Shirley was the one on the bike, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Is your ass broken?
Shirley, I am fine. Okay.
Are you okay, Shirley?
Yeah, I fell off the bench here and I crawled around here trying to get my ass off the ground.
There you go. Why old ladies should not ride dirt bikes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com just posted an extended show yesterday. Going to be doing another bonus episode and a video cast in the next couple days. Also going to be trying something new where I do a video wrap-up after the show and just sort of talk about some things that we went over on the show, maybe some visual stuff. Today I've got some mail I want to show you from listeners, and also maybe we'll play that clip of that old broad on the dirt bike running into the grandmother. So just another exclusive thing you'll get with the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Australia, and with a headline that reads, Cheeseball Murder Accused Blame Shoes. What the... I don't understand a word of it, but I'm intrigued. A Sydney court has heard that a woman accused of deliberately mowing down a man and then killing him blamed her shoes for the way she was driving. Sarah Mae Ward, 38, is charged with the murder of 21-year-old Eli Westlake. Her committal hearing has been told that Mr. Westlake was with a group of friends when he threw cheese and bacon balls at Ward's car during a confrontation in the early hours of the morning.
Processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows. Oil, water, cheese, wow, processed cheese.
Yes, of course. Look, no news story that mentions the word cheese would be complete without me playing my hit single, Processed Cheese. The prosecutor told the court that Ward said, "I've had it with them," and drove her car towards Mr. Westlake with its wheels screeching and motor revving. The car hit the 21-year-old, but he jumped out of the way. It reversed and drove towards Mr. Westlake again. This time, though, he wasn't so lucky. He was pinned under the car, which crashed down a stairwell and promptly killed him. This is a news story that doesn't involve sex change operations, penis injuries, or shaken baby syndrome, yet I can't think of a better news story that truly encapsulates everything DV is about. A witness described Ward as a psycho at the time of the confrontation. The court heard the accused had drunk 2 bottles of wine, and in addition to that, had taken cannabis, ecstasy, and Valium before getting behind the wheel. Every single one of those things make you drowsy, right? She should be in a coma. Ward told police she had been attacked, that she was trying to leave the street, and didn't intend to hurt anyone. The woman said a passenger in the car had tried to wrestle control of the steering wheel from her. She then blamed the shoes she was wearing at the time for the way she was driving. When questioned by the defense, the victim's brother, Joel Westlake, denied beating or tearing the clothes off a man who was a passenger in the car at the time. He is one of five witnesses to give evidence at the hearing, which continues today. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Papua New Guinea. Yes, a woman has told police she drowned her four children. That was supposed to be a drowning baby. The woman surrendered herself to police and told them she took her four young children to a river and drowned them. Why, you ask? Well, she said she did it because she was fed up with her husband. But then, you know, he went off to work and she had to take her frustrations out on someone. So it happened to be her four kids. Four infants equal an adult, right? Based on some sort of equation. Yeah, she said she did it because she was fed up with her husband, who was addicted to cannabis and potent homebrew alcohol. But Chief Inspector Kaiglo Amban, or something, does not believe she's telling the whole story. We believe there could be other people involved, or the children could have been killed before they were thrown into the river, he said. The children's bodies are yet to be examined. Highlands police say it's the first time they've ever investigated a case of a mother murdering her children. Oh, how quaint. Rarely a week goes by without hearing about a mother putting her baby in the dishwasher, the dryer, the fireplace, or just bashing its head against a goddamn radiator. All right, final story we have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the world's strongest vagina. A Russian woman, of course, a Russian woman has the world's strongest vagina. A Russian woman has set a new world record lifting a 30-pound glass ball with her vagina muscles. I'm sure whoever this lady is, she's very feminine. What's her name? Tatiana. Hey, Tatiana, how did you train to lift these hefty glass balls?
I worked out my cunt muscles every day. Kegels, pussy squats, and lip crunches.
I mean, before you started lifting this glass ball, were you nervous? Did you think you could do it?
I was pumped. I was excited. I was dripping. Shit makes my cunt get so wet. Kind of like a runner's high.
And when you're not lifting glass balls with your cunt, what do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom and a volunteer Sunday school teacher.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time. All right, back to the story here. Tatiana, oh Jesus, Kosovnokova, age 42, has been exercising her intimate muscles for 15 years and has already made her entrance into the Guinness Book of World Records as the possessor of the world's strongest vagina. Quote, after I had a child, my intimate muscles got I'm sorry, let me do this in the proper voice.
After I had a child, my intimate muscles got unbelievably weak. I read books and learned that ancient women used to deal with this problem using wooden balls. I looked around and saw a glass ball, and I inserted it into my vagina. It took me ages to get it out.
A delicate flower. Her husband must be so proud of her. The embarrassing first experience did not scare Tatiana off, though. She got right back on that glass ball. She developed quite a taste for vagina fitness and now has her exercising balls custom made.
You insert one of the balls into your vagina and it has a string attached to it with a little hook at the very end. You fix the second ball onto the hook.
The Russian recommends vaginal exercises to all women who want to improve their sex life.
It's enough to exercise your vagina 5 minutes a day, ladies. And in just 1 week, you'll be able to give yourself and your man unforgettable pleasures in bed.
She said, there you go. Take it from a woman who can hold a 30-pound glass ball in her bacon hole. Ting! That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Before we get into the voicemails, I have a question for you. Do you know the Donut Man?
The Donut Man?
Yes, the Donut Man.
The Donut Man?
Yeah, Norman, the Donut Man.
The Donut Man?
Yes.
Norman, he be the Donut Man.
Yeah, the retarded guy's got it. He knows who the Donut Man is.
The Donut Man.
Oh, okay, enough of this. All right, let's just do a couple voicemails and get out of here.
Hey, this is a Zwick first-time caller. I can't really say a long-time listener, because I actually found you out through Lazy Muffin, the Lazy Boy.
You know, I just happened to be watching some of his cartoons, or I looked him up on YouTube or whatever, and he has like a little demo reel up or a little, you know, little portfolio or something of a bunch of his animations, and he uses that train one from Distorted View that he created, and it's I mean, it's a shame he got drafted into the Israeli army or something, which is just a fucking total waste of his talents.
My Lazy Muffin on Newgrounds. Anywho, I just wanted to say it was great.
Hope
to
he's
hear,
doing okay. I'm not sure when he has to report for duty.
Hear a Polish joke for the first time in a long time.
Someone just emailed me a joke, by the way, about Michael Jackson. Apparently, when Michael Jackson went into cardiac arrest, they called an ambulance. Right?
What the priest.
Kind of funny.
And fucking, yeah, I felt like I was left out of the racist loop.
Oh, wait, what the hell's going on here?
It was great to hear a Polish joke for the first time in a long time. When you were talking about the priest.
Oh, I was making fun of the Polish people.
I felt
huh?
like I was left out of the racist loop.
Yeah.
And
time we start picking on those Polacks again.
Timothy Huge Ass Henson.
Hey.
Is Furry Fox.
It's not true.
Petite. Loved the Monday Show. Funny as fucking hell.
Right.
Who knew there were gay rednecks? Who knew? Again,
it's true.
We've
played rednecks like that before, though. Remember the guy who was like, lick that fucking crane. Didn't I quote that earlier today?
Let everybody know, don't judge all furries by the actions of a couple fucktards.
Right. The same way you shouldn't judge all pedophiles the same way. I mean, there are some good pedophiles out there.
From Indiana here, and
pedophiles with big hearts.
Hey, Tim, Eric from Indiana here, and I personally think Michael Jackson's death was a good thing in the war against the monkey future. Because if you go back and watch the Planet of the Apes video, I'm not sure if it's the original or the remake, and you see the female monkey.
It's just like Michael.
Looks an awful lot like Jackson.
You know what? He really does have a point.
Okay, Tim,
Michael Jackson was canoodling with Bubble. Remember Bubbles? He was befriending the enemy.
Okay, Tim. For some reason, I don't know if it's probably just me, but you're downloading the fuck ton of shows, the zip files. You don't have any of the extended or sideshow.
Well, I did that for a reason. Because I wanted to do just a zip file each year of just the exclusive extended shows. So, like, the dated files, like the 2007 shows, there are, like, three different zip files. One from January to, I think, April, and the next one starts up from May and goes on, are just the normal shows. And then there's one big zip file that just has exclusive extended shows. I just posted that, by the way. So if you haven't seen it, check out the website again.
Did you know Michael Jackson was on an episode of Robot Chicken?
Was he really? Was, like, his actual voice used?
Hey,
or?
Tim, you crazy fucker. It's Ryan here in Cincinnati, and after hearing your
Hi,
little thing on the guy doing the circumcision with a toenail or fingernail clippers or something, I decided to run a circumcision here out of my house. It's a little bit cheaper. I take most HMOs and stuff. Matter of fact, I'm doing one right now. It just takes a second, really.
I want a French tip penis. Do you do that? Sound effects and everything.
I'm gonna have to go, but I love your show.
Quite a production that voicemail was. Good job. Now, that's someone who thought about what he was going to say and had all sorts of production pieces involved. That was a good call. See, now this is an example of a bad one screaming in my ear.
Ah!
So I'll replay it.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I was just calling in because I noticed you play a lot of Harry Potter sound clips on the show. I figured maybe
really?
You're a fan.
I don't think
I was
I
calling
do.
To get you to kind of weigh in.
When
was
the last time I played a Harry Potter clip on the program?
You know, on the new movie coming out? If you're into it,
yeah,
you know.
I think people who stand in line for those books are just as retarded as Star Wars, Star Trek nerds. And I think I've caught maybe one or two of them. I don't even know how many movies there are out, but I've seen parts of them. I mean, they're okay. It's just a movie for me. I consider Harry Potter to be on the same level as, you know, Mannequin or something. You know, if Mannequin is playing on Comedy Central, you stop and you watch it. I hope I'm thinking of the right movie, the one with Meshach Taylor in it.
Tim, answer my voicemails before I bash your head in against the goddamn radiator.
Hey, I mentioned that clip today, too.
But if you've been answering, if you remember my voice, I'm Wesley, and you've been answering the sideshow, I'm sorry. But no, I'm not sorry. I still hate you. And I also hate you because I still haven't gotten enough money to subscribe yet. Anyway, I just had a TMB moment that I thought I'd relate to you. Actually, happened a while back.
Might
it's just
need to load
that
a clip
by
up here.
Then I had been forced to unsubscribe due to money and time constraints.
Yeah,
anyway,
I can understand.
So I was walking along my campus, and most of the people who work in the food area of our cafeteria, they were they're mainly black, and a couple of the ladies were outside. And one of them was talking to the other and was trying to get information out. And she said this. She said, "Pretty please with fried chicken on top."
TMB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TMB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TMB.
Nappy headed hoes there. I'm gonna take that.
TMB.
I want to go.
TMB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
Oh, we haven't played that in a while. What a great song.
And she said this. She said, "Pretty please with fried chicken on top." And so I just thought that was hilarious because, you know, fried chicken and
right.
Popeye's running
I got
chicken.
It.
All right. I'll shut up now.
Good idea. All right. A couple more here. Whoops.
Tim Huapo Jovi Henson. Sideshow member Dan from Texas.
Your voicemail fits perfectly with today's album artwork. I gotta say thanks to Steven for sending me in a picture of his Harpo Jarvey pillow. Fish pillow or whatever the hell it is. I still don't really know what Harpo Jarvey means.
A while ago you were
doesn't it mean happiness or something?
A while ago you were talking about Samurai Pizza Cat. Random bit of information. In the American version, dubbed version, all the lines were non-scripted. Thought it'd be a fun little thing to throw out there.
So it was all improvised?
Work. Can't wait to see more YouTube videos. You go!
Yeah, going to be doing some more this week. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tim. I'm just calling in response to one of your voicemails on today's, the 7th. And there was a caller named Corey from Oregon, and he read you a story that he did not actually experience. That is a story that was much popular on a website that allows you to post conversations that you've had in a chat site. And that story has existed for about 7 years, maybe. So he is a...
Honestly, I don't even remember what story he told me. I don't think I was very interested in that voicemail call to begin with.
And please, Corey, come up with something more original next time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to call in with... you know, to the voicemail line and talk about, you know, something that happened in your life, you know, make sure it really happened to you. Original stuff. I mean, why would you, like, it's not like you're forced to call into this voicemail line and come up with stuff. Just wait until something interesting happens to you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Lick that asshole fart off my ass.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. More importantly, subscribe to the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. And we will be back tomorrow with the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Walker told me I have AIDS.